I thought it was a statement game, is what I thought, because I'm watching before ESPN and Jason Kelsey's on, and he made a good point. He said, you know, the Niners, they don't have Dre Greenlaw, they don't have Hufanga, and now they don't have Christian McCaffrey tonight. We don't know what we're going to get out of Trent Williams. We don't know what we're going to get out of Brandon Ayuk. Said, yeah, this isn't a whole 49ers team by any stretch of the imagination. Not close. And I don't know what's going to happen tonight. You know, McCaffrey is a huge piece of this team. They're missing guys that are big-time players for them. And they came out, started a little slow, but then made an absolute statement. Just physically dominated the Jets. Absolutely ran the ball down their throats. Just kicked the shit out of them from really the end of the first quarter on. Huge statement tonight. Showed depth. You know, you talk about J.P. Mason, who we're going to talk about a lot on the show, obviously. What about Juwan Jennings with a huge game tonight? On a night where Brandon Ayuk wasn't himself. Is he still working his way back? On a night where Debo had a couple big plays, but a number of his touches didn't go for a lot of yards. They needed Juwan Jennings' catches to get them, what was it, 5 first downs? He got something like that tonight. He was phenomenal tonight.
Yeah.
So I thought they showed their depth. I thought the run defense was much better than I expected it to be. And yeah. Nick Sorensen's defense looked really good, for the first time. So that was the biggest thing for me, Brian, coming out of this. I said statement game in week one.
Yeah, absolutely. Like I said, couldn't be more thrilled for Jordan Mason. We have talked glowingly about him on this podcast quite a bit. I've been a fan of his. Since he kind of burst on the scene as an undrafted free agent 2 years ago. Love mm-hmm. the way he runs hard, runs angry. You know, he is going to be sore tomorrow, but it's going to be a good sore. And like you said, the offense started slow, right? 3 and out on the first possession and mm-hmm. then scored on 8 straight possessions after that. Just really made that Jets defense look like a defense that isn't a top 10 defense. And I promise you by the end of the season, it likely will be. We did say that there were some pieces that they were missing and they might not be as good as they were last year. It kind of felt a little bit that way, but the one thing that defense couldn't do last year was stop the run. And they still couldn't do that this year. And Kyle Shanahan absolutely exploited that. And Brock Purdy didn't have a phenomenal game. In fact, you know, some throws were pretty awful, but you know, was able to pilot the offense. You know, get big first downs when needed, and yeah, just left the rest up to Jordan Mason and Debo Samuel and that running game. And I mean, I don't think you make a better statement against a team that has playoff aspirations than mm-hmm. to run the ball down their throat. And just, I mean, I believe they doubled up on number of plays, or at least they were before that garbage time touchdown at the end, but yeah, just an ass kicking, just an absolute ass kicking. And, you know, I know you and I were concerned about this game going in.
Yeah.
And,
oh, yeah.
The fact that they put on that performance really, really gives me a lot of positive vibes for this season moving forward, for sure.
And to start with Mason, because I think in a lot of ways he was the story tonight, because McCaffrey. Yeah. Now, Mason said in his post-game interview that he was like, I knew on Friday I was going to start. So the Niners have known this for a little bit that McCaffrey wasn't going to play. We all found yeah. out really right before the game, a couple hours before right. the game or whatever it was, that he wasn't going to play. And with McCaffrey, there is concern there because we've been sure. talking about it all offseason. He had 400-plus touches last year. The last time he had 400-plus touches was in 2019, and he played 10 games the next two seasons. He's getting older as a running back. This stuff happens, they get injuries, and now when it's this calf with slash Achilles, it's very worrisome. So this yes. is still sort of a cloud right now that Niners are gonna have to watch. I highly doubt he plays in Minnesota on that turf. And from what you just saw, Mason, you have to feel good. You have to feel like you're okay, because he comes into this game and the fans have been high on Mason for a couple of years. Mm-hmm. Everybody's sure. been saying, let's see more of him. And he came into this game averaging 5.6 yards per attempt for his career. He had 83 rushes in the NFL for 464 yards, which is terrific. So what he did was basically what we've seen him do.
What he's been doing, yeah.
Yeah, 5.3 yards per attempt. Obviously, this is more of a sample size in this game. 28 carries, which was the most of any running back in the Kyle Shanahan, or since Kyle Shanahan's been the coach for the 49ers. So oh, he wow, absolutely
that's a tidbit right there.
Yeah, I think McCaffrey had 22 was his most, I believe. Okay. So he had 28 for a 147. He catches the ball out of the backfield, and I thought he could have another couple catches if Purdy pretty mm-hmm. forever reason on a couple mm-hmm. plays, didn't dump it off to him when he should yeah. have. But just played absolutely phenomenal. And he runs so hard when he gets to that second level. Once he gets to that second level, I'm like, you're not tackling him.
Right.
He was just running over Jets. And I just thought, for when you looked at those first couple drives, so the Niners have a third down and Colton McKivitz gets absolutely annihilated on their first drive. And Purdy's got to rush the throw. Second drive, I think it was Jake Brendel. Just got just blown up.
Put on his ass.
Absolutely blown up into Purdy. And he on third down, he overthrows the pass. So I was nervous. I'm like, they're getting their ass kicked up front. Like this, the Jets go up 7-3. Like this could get ugly fast. Like Purdy didn't look good. A lot of it because he was getting rushed early on. But then they just went to that run game. And they just like took the Jets' soul just over and over again. Yes. And I love that old school football, watching them just pound the ball, going up and down the field. And one of the plays, Brian, that I thought was big for Purdy when he wasn't playing well early, he had a scramble where he got 11 yards where he had a boot leg to the left. Mm-hmm. And that reminded me of the playoffs when he was struggling early, that he still knows how to move the ball. He'll use his plays. Yeah. He'll use his legs to extend plays and make plays with his legs. And that kind of got him settled in a little bit where he went on a run for 12 of his next 14, I think it was. Mm-hmm. But what set the tone was Jordan Mason and just absolutely just crushing the Jets' soul.
Yeah. You know, this game really paid off for me as a Jake Moody draft pick defender and a Jordan Mason supporter. This was a big game for me. This was a game where I was like, hey, like, woo, let's go.
I mean, six field goals, man.
Yeah. 6 for 6, you know, and then another guy that I thought had a tremendous game and got highlighted twice, at least twice, on the broadcast was Dominic Pooney, who I think had a phenomenal game. Again, one of the concerns with Pooney is we knew coming in, tremendous pass blocker, was going to definitely elevate the pass blocking from that right guard position. But run blocking was the part of his game where he needed a lot of work. And I mean, again, twice today, he was the reason why Mason broke off a 10 plus yard run. I even think one of his blocks is what sprung Mason for what would have been a 20 yard touchdown. They didn't call that bullshit holding penalty on Debo, which was just awful. But Mason could have had an even bigger day if that doesn't get called back. So, just a lot of players that stepped up in this game that mm-hmm. maybe you didn't think would be the reason why the 49ers won a football game against the Jets. I don't think anybody thought Jordan Mason was going to be a reason that the 49ers beat the Jets. I don't think anybody thought that Juwan Jennings was going to be a big reason why. Again, we are also a pro Juwan Jennings pod. We've talked 100%. A lot about how much we love Juwan Jennings. I predicted him to be, the 49er with the first touchdown of the season. That ended up going to Debo on that on that run. But I watched this game and I exhaled a little bit because I went into the game really still, all day today. I'll be perfectly honest, all day today. Like I was excited for this game, but I wasn't like hyped like I've been in years past where it's like, finally I get to watch 49ers football. It really, we've said it in the past, that Super Bowl loss was crushing.
It was deflating.
It was soul crushing. And then everything that happened this offseason, all of the drama, all of the contract drama, like I was not in a let's freaking go, the 49ers are playing today mood. And by the end of this game, I'm like, I cannot wait for next Sunday because this team certainly looks like they are where they need to be. They sometimes notoriously start slow. They did not do that. The defense looked phenomenal under Nick Sorensen.
Yeah, we'll get to that.
The defensive line looked great. The run defense, which was a big concern for ours, went up against a running back that many consider a threat to win the rushing title this year. Breece Hall is a great running back and
he had a rough game.
Yeah. And not only did they bottle Hall up for the most part, but Fred had that forced fumble, which was huge. A big momentum shift and Yeah, it just, I by the end of this game, I was fired up for this 49er season. It certainly seems like they've announced themselves as yet again, I think, the team to beat in the NFC for sure.
And they scored on eight drives and really
eight straight
look clunky the whole night. And, you know, with the passing game and everything else, Purdy, he starts out 2 for 7. Then he goes 12 of 14. Thought he was really settling in. He should have had that touchdown to Ayuk. Let me say this with Ayuk too. We all knew it was going to be rusty. It's going to take some time. Brandon Ayuk will be Brandon Ayuk. But when you drop balls in the end zone the way that he did, he had to die for it, but it was a very catchable ball. Oh, everything is going to be magnified right now because of, frankly, the shit that he pulled this offseason.
Yeah.
So you're making $30 million a year. You're making that. You better catch that ball. We'll give you the pass tonight because you're getting back into the swing of things. You're rusty, but all that's going to be magnified, and he deserves it, man. So you want the money. It's going to come with, you have to make plays. With like
criticism.
That.
Yeah.
Yeah, with the criticism, that's the word I was looking for. So Purdy looked like he was really settling in, and then he had the one drive at the end of the third quarter where he just looked like he forgot how to play quarterback. He airmailed the ball.
Weird. It was weird.
He forced a couple balls. Yeah, he just looked awful. And then he looked fine again after that, I thought. Yeah. But he played, you know, a little all over the place, but 19 for 29, 231 yards, should have had the one TD pass. And he hit six different receivers. Juwan Jennings, like we talked about, 5 targets, 5 receptions, 64 yards. 4 of them went for first downs.
Yep.
And then Debo was second in receiving. He had 5 catches for 54 yards. But a lot of Debo's plays tonight didn't go for a lot. He had the 125-yard touchdown catch where he caught it on the sideline and broke a tackle. But other than that, it was 4 catches for 29 yards and then 8 carries for 23 yards. And he did have the 1 2-yard touchdown. But Debo kind of had a hard time getting going tonight, I felt like. He just couldn't find room, and the Jets have a really good defense. It's fine. But the Niners found ways to make plays. Purdy hits Juszczyk for the long pass.
Yep.
We've talked about JP Mason all night. Ayuk made a couple catches, but he did not look like himself. But to think that they were really clunky on offense, other than how well they ran the ball, and still score 8 times and still score 32 points.
Yeah.
I mean, it's crazy. So like you said, it just gives you like so much hope for the rest of the season. Like, yeah, okay. It was a weird offseason. It was a weird preseason. Everybody's looked clunky this weekend. I mean, you look at some of the quarterback play this weekend. It was really bad. Yeah. It's going to take the way that everything works now in the NFL with teams not really playing in the preseason and the way practices are, it takes a few weeks before you get going. So if the Niners are figuring it out without Christian McCaffrey and without Brandon Ayuk at 100% of himself, and probably without Trent Williams at 100% of himself either right now. He had to go out for an IV in this game, and you're still scoring 8 times and putting up 32 points. You should feel pretty good right now.